code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Walker. This is studying history part 10 of May 2012. I always suggest and get out that we read the beginning of the broadcast that you make use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see a whole bunch of sites listed on that front page. They're all mine. And anything outside you see anywhere else the net, that isn't mine. But all these sites listed have transcripts in English for download and print up. And they'll have audios for listening to on the big system that I go through. And you can go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu, also listed on that front page, and get transcripts in other languages. And I always mention, too, that you are the audience that bring me to you, because I don't get sponsored by advertisers. I don't have shares in companies of things I'm selling and promoting. All I do is get by just about almost on the books and discs that I sell at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And really, I depend on donations to keep me going. That way, I've got a kind of clear field to talk about different products. If anyone asks me about my opinion on things, I can always tell them honestly without being compromised. So it's up to you if you want to keep me going. Now, I tend to go through the history of this big world system, the globalization system, and how the big bankers got together a long time ago and formed their big cabals and think tanks, lots and lots of think tanks, and then their front foundations, where they can funnel their cash they don't pay to taxes into tax-free foundations, which they own, and they funnel the money to non-governmental organizations. They call this democracy, and of course, there's nothing democratic about any of it, but they get what they want. They plan the future, they plan the world, they plan a eugenically ordered society with the worst type genes killed off, being those who have got potentiality for sickness or disease down the road. And that'd be good enough to stop you from even getting born shortly, as already in some countries, by the way, and bring down a population down to a manageable standard for a post-industrial world. That'll keep China going for a while. That'll keep supplying all the goodies for the elite themselves. But for the rest of us, really, our job is almost over. And that's why you're seeing the Western countries collapse in on themselves on purpose, forced by anti-terrorism nonsense, and Europe is just simply getting put under by one bank after another collapsing and one country after another collapsing, and everyone being taxed into the grave with compound interest from the masters who run the financial system. So we're all part of the big system because it was international bankers at the beginning that formed this cabal to take over the world. Professor Carl Quigley documents it well in his books Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, and in his other book The Anglo-American Establishment. And then again, the Rees Commission, go into that one and buy the book as well. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Also up on YouTube, and you can see Senator Dodd, Norman Dodd, who was part of the commission, who taught the foundations, who were quite honest about where they were taking the world. And also, too, that they took their orders straight from the White House. Every president and prime minister across the world has been a member of the same world organization, chosen in advance and propped in front of you to vote for. Doesn't matter what party it is, all the top ones are members of the same organization in every country across the planet. And that's why we're all going down the tubes now, you see, and that's why there's a rush on to bring you into total martial law. It's already here, it's worse than the States, and much, much worse is to go, because governments have their sights set on all of this. They cannot stop their agenda. You can't slow them down, put the brakes on. That's not how governments work. When they get to a certain stage like this, they end up with mass mayhem and even slaughter on occasions, as history always shows. Always the same scenario. Always the same scenario for those who don't understand it. If you understand the past, you understand the future or the present. Back with more after this.
Hey, meat eaters! Foods. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about the big system you're in right now, only part of a long-range plan, and your parents went through part of it, your grandparents as well, so you're on the go for a long, long time, where wars are brought on and forced to happen, to occur, to bring consensus to treaties, and of course treaties bind them together, and then you can do things like, well, unite the whole of Europe. That was all part of the big plan in the last war. They tried it with the First World War too, and the League of Nations hoped to get them all to give up their sovereignty and become subservient to this global agenda. But we get nonsense from the mainstream media, of course, and mainstream media put up so many times links to the Council on Foreign Relations' own websites where they and their think tanks and their writers, because you see almost every journalist out there in mainstream is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, the Council on Foreign Relations will often give you a story on what's to happen across the Middle East, but with all those experts you see who are fomenting trouble. And they also write for the CFR and mainstream newspapers, and they give you the links to the papers. So you'd always see the Washington Times pop up there and other Times as well. Because they set up the Times of London and the Times of New York a long time ago as part of this structure, and then they took over the other papers as well. Anyway, getting back to what I'm talking about here is how misleading everything is in the mainstream, unless you really know your history and what's really going on. And remember that all these reporters have an agenda. They've been well vetted to get into the Council on Foreign Relations. You have to get asked in. You cannot ask yourself into it. You're requested to come in after you've been well vetted to make sure you play the game and keep the public in the dark. And you'll spout any lies, of course. article here, and I mentioned it before in a previous article from the same website, to do with what do they teach the officers in the U.S. military and about the Muslims. And it says your U.S. military taught officers to use Hiroshima tactics for total war on Islam. And it says here that the U.S. military taught its future leaders that a total war against the world's 1.4 billion Muslims would be necessary to protect America from Islamic terrorists. So total war on all the Muslims. According to the documents obtained by Danger Room, among the options considered for the conflict was using the lessons of Hiroshima to wipe out whole cities at once, targeting the civilian population wherever necessary. If you wonder why all these reports came out when they went into Iraq and they were going around at night, so targeting one village after another and wiping them out, this is all part of this agenda. This is the course first reported by Danger Room last month and held at the Defense Department's Joint Forces Staff College has since been cancelled by the Pentagon brass. So they say it won't be, mind you, it's just covert. And the previous article actually mentioned the same kind of thing, we're going to cancel it because of the way they describe Muslim people. It says, it's only now, however, the details of the class have come to light. Danger Room received hundreds of pages of course material and reference documents from a source familiar with the contents of the class. And I've got PDFs and everything here. I'll drop tonight on that too. So the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff recently ordered the entire U.S. military to scour its training material to make sure it doesn't contain similarly hateful material, a process that is still ongoing. But the officer who delivered the lectures, Army Lieutenant Colonel Matthew A. Dooley, and again, even these guys, you have to see if they're double agents working for, say, a foreign government who would hate Islam, who benefits. Anyways, he still maintains his position at Norfolk Virginia College pending an investigation. And that's not far-fetched at all. That's common for other governments, especially ones we're friendly with, to infiltrate America's military and end up leading it, in fact, often at the general level. You see, the commanders, lieutenant colonels, captains and colonels who sat in on Dewey's classrooms listening to the inflammatory material week after week have now moved into higher level assignments throughout the U.S. military. They're up there in the higher ranks now, still teaching, doing the same stuff. For the better part of the last decade, a small cabal of self-anointed counter-terrorism experts. Now, where did they come from? Who infiltrated the U.S. military? Well, I'll leave it up to you to guess, see who benefits. Has been working its way through the U.S. military intelligence and law enforcement communities, trying to convince whoever it could that America's real terrorist enemy wasn't Al-Qaeda, but the Islamic faith itself. In his course, Dooley brought in these anti-Muslim demagogues as guest lecturers, and it took their arguments to its final ugly conclusion. He says, we have now come to understand that there's no such thing as a moderate Islam. This is Dooley, you see. Dooley noted in his July 2011 presentation, and I'll put that PDF up tonight, which concluded with a suggested manifesto to America's enemies. It is therefore time for the United States to make our true intentions clear. This barbaric ideology will no longer be tolerated. Islam must change or we will facilitate its self-destruction. And you think it's all about anti-terrorism? No, this is a long-term goal, long-term agenda, long before 9/11 came along. Dooley could not be reached for comment. Joint Forces Staff College spokesman Stephen Williams has declined to discuss Dooley's representation or his status at the school. But when I asked if Dooley was responsible for the course material, he responded, I don't know if I would classify him, Dooley, as responsible. That would be the commandant of the school, Major General Joseph Ward. That makes the two-star general culpable for rather shocking material. In the same presentation, Dooley lays out a possible four-phase war plan to carry out a forced transformation of the Islam region. Phase three includes possible outcomes like Islam reduced to a cult status and Saudi Arabia threatened with starvation. It's an especially ironic suggestion in light of today's news that Saudi intelligence broke up the most recent Al-Qaeda bombing plot. Al-Qaeda's working now with the U.S. government. International laws protecting civilians in wartime are no longer relevant. And that's the U.S.'s motto today. International laws protecting civilians in wartime are no longer relevant, Dooley continues, and that opens the possibility of applying the historical precedents of Dresden, Tokyo, Hiroshima, Nagasaki to Islam's holiest cities and bringing about Mecca and Medina's destruction. Dooley's ideological allies have repeatedly stated that mainstream Muslims are dangerous because they're violent, to say, by nature. Yet only a few of al-Qaeda's most twisted fanatics were ever caught musing about wiping out entire cities. Some of these actions offered for consideration here will not be seen as politically correct in the eyes of many, Dooley adds. Ultimately, we can do very little in the West to decide this matter short of waging total war. Now, total war is an actual a theory of war where all civilians are have to be wiped out. Britain used it, and the US used it in World War II, and Dowding of Britain, who the RAF leader, decided to wage total war on all the civilian population of Germany. Why go for the factories? We can wipe out all of the labour and all the families. Anyway, back to Dooley. He says, Dooley, who has worked with the Joint Forces Staff College since August 2010, began his eight-week class with a straightforward two-party history of Islam. It was delivered by David Fatua, a former West Point history professor. Unfortunately, if we left it at that, you wouldn't have the proper balance of points of view, nor would you have an accurate view of how Islam defines itself, Dooley told his students. Over the next few weeks, he invited a trio of guest lecturers famous for their incendiary views of Islam. And some of them were this. Shireen Burka declared that during 2008 election that Obama is Bin Laden's dream candidate. And in her Joint Forces Staff College lecture, she told students that Islam is an imperialist conquering religion. And I'll put these PDFs up too. Stephen Coughlin claimed in his 2007 master's thesis that the then President George Bush's declaration of friendship with the vast majority of the world's Muslims had a chilling effect on those tasked to define the enemy's doctrine, a PDF in that as well. Coughlin was supposedly let go from his consulting position in the military's joint staff, but he continued to lecture at the Naval War College and the FBI's Washington field office. In his talk to Dooley's class, the PDF on that one as well, Coughlin suggested that al-Qaeda helped drive the overthrow of Egyptian strongman Hosni Mubarak and Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. It was part of a scheme by Islamists to conquer the world, he added, and Coughlin mocked those who didn't see this plot as clearly as he did, accusing them of complexification. That's a good term, complexification. You don't understand what's complexification you've got. Coughlin titled his talk, Imposing Islamic Law, or These Are the Droids You're Looking For. These are the droids you're looking for. Former FBI employee John Guandolo told the conspiratorial WorldNet Daily website last year that Obama was only the latest president to fall under the influence of Islamic extremists. The level of penetration in the last three administrations is deep, Guandolo alleged in his reference material from the Joint Forces College class. Guandolo not only spoke of today's Muslims as enemies of the West, he even justified the Crusades, writing that they were initiated after 100 years of Muslim incursion into Western lands. So Guandolo's paper was titled Unusual Responses from the Enemy When Presented with the Truth, PDF, put up tonight, was one of hundreds of presentations, documents, videos, and web links electronically distributed to the Joint Forces Staff College students. Including in that trove was a paper alleging that it is a permanent command in Islam for Muslims to hate and despise Jews and Christians, PDF. Who would benefit from that? So was a video lecture from Sergei Trafkovic, it's called, a former professor who appeared as a defense witness in civil trials of Bosnian Serb leaders convicted of war crimes, including the genocide of Muslims. A web link entitled Watch Before This Is Pulled supposedly shows President Obama, the commander-in-chief of the senior office attending the course, admitting that he's a Muslim. Dooley added that the caveats that his views are not the official policy of the new U.S. government and are intended to generate dynamic discussion and thought. But he taught his fellow military officers that Obama's alleged admission could well make the commander-in-chief some sort of traitor. By conservative estimates, 10% of the world's Muslims, a staggering 140 million people, hate everything you stand for and will never coexist with you unless you submit to Islam. He added, your oath as a professional soldier forces you to pick a side here. It's unclear if Dooley's total war on Muslims also applied to his Muslim commander-in-chief. Quite something, eh? I'll be back with more after this break.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Through the matrix, talking about the courses that are taught for U.S. officers to do with Islam and how they are radicalized and definitely prejudiced once they're finished these courses against all Muslims, calling for total war against all Islam for those who haven't quite caught on what's going on yet. And some of the people they brought into these courses too, it's quite interesting, in the books supplied for these officers, makes you really wonder. Well, actually, it's not hard to wonder who these characters are and who's infiltrated and who runs the system inside the U.S., who benefits, I always say that. But it says one of them is called There's Militant Islam Reaches America by Daniel Pipes, who claims to have confirmed that President Obama was once a practicing Muslim, and whose book asks, why would terrorists suppress women if this did not have something to do with their Islamic outlook? A book called Islamakazi, Manifestations of Islamic Martyrology, ties normative Islam to horrendous cruelty and inhumanity. The editor of the anthology, Muhammad's Monsters, has previously written that Islam and democracy are totally incompatible and are mutually inconclusive. The same applies to modernity, which is perceived as a threat to Islamic civilization. This is what they're taught in the courses. They're very selective books to make sure they're properly brainwashed. And there is also Onward Muslim Soldiers by Robert Spencer. Spencer's one of the U.S.'s leading opponents of Islam. Now, who benefits and who does Spencer work for? Along with the blogger Pamela Geller, who does Pamela Geller work for? Spencer leads a group called Stop Islamicization of America, which promotes a conspiratorial anti-Muslim agenda under the guise of fighting radical Islam, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Spencer's work, this is taught to the U.S. military. Now, listen to this. Spencer's work was cited 64 times in the political Indeed, your room presented the FBI in July with recently declassified materials showing that its law enforcement training unit recommended one of Spencer's other books to agents. Its response was unequivocal. It says the representation of the presentation in question was a rudimentary version used for a limited time that has since been replaced. All work Muslim soldiers was available for checkout in the Quantico Library as recently as late August. The FBI's dalliance with Robert Spencer is not limited to the stacks of Quantico. In July 2010, Spencer presented what he's described as two-hour seminars on the belief systems of his Islamic jihadists to the JITTF, that's the Terrorism Task Force, in Tidewater, Virginia. He presented a similar lecture to the U.S. Attorney's Anti-Terrorist Advisory Council, which is co-hosted by the FBI's Norfolk Field Office. When a coalition of civil rights groups sent letters protesting the FBI's embrace of Spencer, the special agent in charge of the Norfolk FBI, Alex J. Turner, replied, "Seeking broad knowledge on a wide range of topics is essential in understanding today's terrorist environment and helps us to defeat ignorance and strengthen relationships with the diverse communities we serve." Spencer was only one of an array of self-anointed experts delivering similar messages about Islam to pure audiences. See, the U.S. is totally infiltrated by other organizations with other national ties, you might say. And that's how it really is in the world. That's how it really, really is. And this war is going to go on forever until they destroy all of Islam. I said that at the beginning. I knew what was going on then. It was so obvious. I remember, too, even in the Vietnam War, when the heads of the CIA at the time were questioned during the war about when all will stop and when will they go back home and all that stuff. And one of the guys, the head of the CIA at the time, says, "Well, we've got lots of wars to fight yet, lots. When they're doing this war, they're already planning ones 20, 30 years down the road. Long-term agendas, folks. You're living through a script, so always said. After all, the world corporation runs you all." And in the U.S., which is absolutely, there's no way it can go except get worse and worse. This is always the way it goes. When you're into totalitarianism, it gets worse and worse. They cannot stop mid-flight and alter their course. That's not how big tyrannical governments work. They can't get another idea of how to run their country. It will go to the bitter end, and the people are obviously viewed as the targets and the enemies in the U.S. and elsewhere, too, I should add, as well. And it gets into the ludicrous, and this was happening a long time ago, but it's stepping up and stepping up. You're dealing with robots now, and again, that's what you get with totalitarian systems. You get robots working the system, and if they're told to kill, they will kill, believe you me. And a lot of them want to kill because they're really geared for it and trained for it, too, and brainwashed. And a lot of them are pinheads as well, the TSA. I'll say that quite honestly and openly. Look at them. Pinheads and potato people with uniforms. Anyway, baby, 18 months old, is ordered off the plane at Fort Lauderdale Airport. This is the ridiculous stuff that happens. It says what happened was she was called on Tuesday night at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. She and her parents had just boarded a JetBlue flight when an airline employee approached them and asked them to get off the plane, saying that representatives from the Transportation Security Administration wanted to speak to them. And this is, and I said, "For what?" Ryanair's mother told the only WPBF 25 news on Wednesday, and he said, "Well, it's not you or your husband. Your daughter was flagged as no fly." I said, "Excuse me?" Ryanair's father was flabbergasted. "It's absurd," he said. "Makes no sense. Why would an 18-month-old child be on a no-fly list?" Ryanair's parents, who asked to be identified, said they think they know the answer. They believe they were profiled because they're both of Middle Eastern descent. The mother wears a hijab, a traditional headscarf, and that's why they have asked to remain anonymous. So now they're flagging the babies, folks. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix. Argentina has passed the dignified death law as well, euthanasia, and it gives you the usual heartbreaking story of a particular person. But really, you cannot put this in, which eventually it creeps into the hands of the government to decide who lives and dies, and that's what it's about. But Argentina also, strangely enough, see, they're all getting cash, big cash flowing in from IMF, and they're all in trouble, or else they're coming up and coming countries, one or the other. And along with that comes a lot of stipulations. You must change this, change that, and change laws, etc. So that's got a lot to do with it, too, being politically correct for this world euthanasia system. And it says here also, the Senate also passed a law that allows people to change their gender officially without court approval. And so now they can basically change their gender and their name and all the rest of it without going to a judge. I think they call it gender reassignment or something now. It's kind of like a conveyor belt, you know. I think you were in the wrong one at a junction and you just jumped on the other conveyor belt, so you get reassigned. It's very much like Brave New World, the way it's going down, isn't it? And no surprise, of course, I've mentioned years ago that eventually you'll see, I actually said you'll see live sex and even in comedy shows. That's, everything has to be, to understand, to totally destroy a culture that fought and was strong against infiltrators coming in with an agenda to dominate you. They would eventually show all this kind of stuff on television after they destroyed your religions and all the rest of it. See? And we're pretty well there, but online too, there's so much going on. New York, which is one of the centers for all this along with LA, pushes all this stuff through. Viewing child pornography online is not a crime. The New York courts, it rules. It says, so Andrew Cuomo unveils an anti-child pornography initiative while serving as attorney with a folk graphic, etc. viewing of child pornography on the internet is now legal in New York. So they can all diddle the children, I guess, and get used to it. Because that's what it leads to. It's all about normalizing that which is repugnant and illegal. It's normalization, they call it, in psychological warfare. So the purpose of viewing of child pornography on the internet is now legal in New York. Senior Judge Carmen Beauchamp Siparik wrote in a majority decision for the court. It came after the Marist College professor James D. Kent was sentenced to prison in August 2009 after more than 100 images of child pornography were found on his computer as cash. And so that's the for a college professor. You know, that's pretty common with these guys with the pink bow ties and stuff. But anyway, this is the normalization. We're well on a roll now to totally destroy all that was. That's what they say. And they said this thousands of years ago. Destroy all that was to bring in the new, you know, to make it how it's supposed to be, or to perfect that that was left imperfect from an ancient religion. And that's what's all about, folks. And destruction, total destruction, so that you can be dominated by the ones who are really behind it all. Wars go on for thousands of years, folks. They certainly do. And you've got to know your history. Now, this is an interesting one, too. It's from the Jewish Journal. It's about the Occupy movement. And he talks about it's May, the Grunions are running, and so are the members of Occupy LA. They wriggle up from the cold and dark, plant their tushes on the warm ground and squirm about frantically, desperate to get something accomplished until a massive tide sweeps them away. And I'm not talking about the fish. It's the Grunions at least meet during their annual appearance. The Occupy movement, if it follows the same course as before, is destined just to beach itself and die. Last year, when protesters camped from Wall Street to the lawn of Los Angeles City Hall, they made headlines and accomplished one significant feat. They focused national attention on the growing gap between the country's rich and the poor. Why, some of the wealthiest readers may ask, is that anyone's problem? Because stable communities and resilient nations are built on a strong middle class. That's a truism economists of all stripes and parties agree upon, with the political class of all stripes seem incapable of acting on it. So the Occupy LA people put "We are the 99%" on poster boards and wave them in our faces, and for a while it worked, at least until they trashed the lawn outside City Hall and caused public safety employees to rack up endless hours of overtime, costing the middle class taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was all in 2011, when occupiers reappeared and made it first the news media yawned, and the organizers themselves seemed literally directionless. West Los Angeles contingent set out to join the May Day protesters downtown, rode their bicycles down Santa Monica Boulevard, past the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and stopped to regroup in the parkway along Little Santa Monica. A small contingent threw an impromptu protest in front of the Prada store on Rodeo Drive, no doubt confusing the Chinese and Russians who could actually afford the stuff inside. Meanwhile, back at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, I was inside standing amongst a dozen men in suits, shaking their heads in utter dismay as the occupiers rode past. "They are really clueless," one said. "There's billions of dollars of capital in this hotel, and they're going to Prada." That's right, the men and women fighting for the 99% bypass what may be the largest and most influential annual gathering of the 1% in the United States, and a lot of them from outside the United States as well. How large the annual Milken Global Conference brings together 3,000 attendees over 4 days to discuss financial, politics, and the state of the world. Another big, you know, influential group type that run the planet. The cost of entry to get in starts at $6,000, just to keep all the protesters and riffraff and the commoners out. How influential? 1 year, I ran into Warren Buffett, Rupert Murdoch, and Alvin Toffler. Yeah, Alvin Toffler, the guy who wants you all to live in little shacks down the road and eat veggie diets, you know, all in the same moment in the men's room. These occupiers need to fire their research department. The Global Conference combines graduate-level seminars and everything from equity formation to international policy and upstairs deal-making and ferocious hallway networking. Attendees tend to be asset managers, investors, venture capitalists, corporate chieftains. They're mostly men in suits clutching iPhones and BlackBerries. While people shake your hand, their eyes never leave your name tag on your chest. After a while, I knew how Dolly Parton must feel. That's a little bit of humor. But here's the greater irony. If the Occupy movement was clueless about what was happening inside the Hilton, the conference itself dedicated substantial time and attention to exploring the concerns of the 99%. You see, the wealthy elite are really concerned about you. new or surprising investor and philanthropist, Michael Milken, who created the Global Conference in 1998, is driven by the idea that capital creates innovation and social change. Well, social change, it does, is called poverty. That wealth, used in creative and aggressive ways, spreads wealth to themselves. So the vast majority of the sessions focus on how investments in innovative medicine, food technology, education, and communication can help solve the challenges the world faces in those fields, even as they increase their returns. One entire track looked at how free market innovation in Israel and the Arab world can increase political stability through the Middle East. More on that next week. Well, that's after the flattener, I suppose, you know, the U.S. Not surprisingly, the 1% has sided more with Ferguson, but another panel titled Easy Money, Consequences of the Global Liquidity Glut, became clear that in Milken's world, it's just a big shanda for capital as for people to be lying around doing nothing. And it goes on and on. But anyway, that's how the world is really run. It's not done through the politicians. The politicians wait for these guys to walk up and lobby them and go out for lunch and drinky poos and get pissed and make their big under the table deals and rubber stamp things through. That's how the world really works, folks. And there's never been such a gap between rich and poor because it's designed that way. It's designed that way. As they go into globalization, the privatization of every country's basic essential supplies of water, food, gas, everything else you need, they should be run by your local councils and all that. They take it all. They're just plundering the planet. Plundering the planet. It's a field day, and they're having a ball, an absolute ball. And when interest rates go down, they simply leverage capital. That's what it's called, leveraging capital. And they can borrow millions, very cheap rates, and then they loan out to the third world countries that were flattening into the ground. And they can charge 40, 50% interest rate back on it, but nobody else will lend to them. Same with Europe as well, folks. That's what they did with Spain. Spain, back then, is now nationalized. It's a bank. I had to nationalize it today because it's completely screwed with the central bank of Europe, you know, the conglomeration of central banks that were into one big bank in Europe for the Rothschilds. And now the central bank actually had to go in and the bank is socialized. They've got the whole people basically owe all the debt now. It's going to spread that across the whole public. That's the real world. That's the real world. And China, it says in this other article, has finally given up on Europe because it's no good news at all coming out of there. And it says it will make more complicated for various European newspapers to make up articles alleging China will bail out Europe. They're not going to do it at all. They've given up with the debt and the farce of Europe as the big banks simply take over the country as they were designed to do. That was always a plan. Professor Carl Quigley talked about it. He worked for the group. And, of course, we know, too, that Mr. Rockefeller has this famous statement, it's better that the big bankers and academia and intelligentsia run the world than leaving it to nations. So it's going the way it's planned. So China is not going to keep buying. They've stopped buying all their debt bonds. They've had it. And this one here is with men. See, men, too, they're really working hard to get you all sterile. You're getting sterile by the food you eat, too, by the way, and the inoculations they give you. They know that because the sperm has been plummeting in the Western male for many years now. And the UN keeps track of it. They always kind of happily say it when they get their statistics out at the end of the year. Oh, it's down 85% now, yawn. There's no crisis about it because they know they're doing it, you see. Of course they are. And men now, even at 20, 21, average person, I don't have sperm that really is functional at all. They seem deformed. But it's not good enough. It's not good enough, you see. You understand that there's a problem, too, especially with the slave population that helps other people dominate the planet. Because this people who go across the planet fighting for wars that they don't even care about, really, is what they're still doing. That can be a problem at times, too, because they can turn on the masters if they ever find out who masters are. So they want you now to get this little injection. See, some people insist the best contraceptive is having children. They said about his parents, no, we know that birth control isn't just for child-free. It says, the good news is that a recent innovation is soon to revolutionize birth control. The procedure performed on men, which is said by TechCitement, so this must be one of their magazines, to be 100% efficient. And guess what it does? They inject a polymer, a mixture tumor, this pattern of negative-positive polarization, like electricity, they zap the sperm as the sperm go through it. Zap, 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 you see. And isn't that just wonderful? Science is so great. This progress we're doing is so great, you know. Someone had defined progress. They know where they're going. No one else does. And it's a very simple, cheap injection. The syringe is said to be more expensive than the contents. And the almost painless treatment is durable, lasting for 10 years. By that time, you'll probably have multiple cancers and you have prostate cancer and so on. But don't worry, you've got a few years of living through it. And that's what they're plugging for the people. Interesting, they put it in the food too. Remember, even the Golden Rice Program that Rockefeller talked about, to save the world and third world countries. After that, the big meetings were depopulating the third world. They want to go and save them, you know. And the UN came out and said that the side effects of it too is it can actually make men infertile. It's just beautiful how they do it to the peasantry, because the peasantry cannot believe that. Their credibility can't go that far. Oh, they'd never do that to us. Even though they've done it before, oh, they'd never do that to us. Well, you can't help people, can you? You can't help most folk. I must have put it up tonight, too. The Secretary General remarks at the Atlantic Council, Sir Ban Ki-moon. And I've mentioned before, remember, the United Nations is not a democratic institution. Nobody in the general public of any country voted it in. And yet, it's to be the form of world government. It's the umbrella for all the NGOs, foundations, and all that work under. We also fund them, of course, and live awfully well on big salaries. But if you look at the names that they have, the same kind of names that they have in the military, better remember that. There are no coincidences about this. And Secretary General, and of course, they have the NATO wings and all the rest of it, and nobody voted them in except your own prime ministers and presidents, the Royal Members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. And Kissinger was at this one too, and of course they actually do their big long congratulating of each other. Kissinger gives lots of kind of congrats to Ban Ki-moon, and Ban Ki-moon gets some groveling ones happily back. And all their honours, all their honoured people who have attended, who are very, very important folk. And even His Royal Highness Prince Harry was there. But he goes on about thanking for all the troops to go off and do all these wars and things to bring peace to the world. So Orwellian, in fact, so Orwellian. And there's no remorse about slaughtering folk anywhere and plundering their oil fields or any of that mentioned at all. He just said the world is a rough place. Well, it is now. It certainly is now since they started all this. And then he also took in Syria, the balance still continues. We're in a race against time to prevent full-scale civil war. Because, you see, we're funding the civil war, the West, and he knows it too. They put them all in. I'll put an article tonight about that too, where you actually see them talking about biding time as they get more reinforcements into Syria to make sure they can overthrow it this time from the West. It's no civil war at all. It's an invasion. And this other article, too, is to do with, this one here, in fact. It says, as if to alleviate any lingering doubt, NATO's Alliance News blog has confirmed that the U.S. is committed not to peace, but rather to the overthrow of Syria's government, and is already committed to helping President Bashar al-Assad fall, but is merely looking for the least violent, lowest cost way to get there. April 9th, 2012 blog entry, this is NATO, their blog entry, features an op-ed titled U.S. Already Committed to Helping Assad Fall, and fully admits that the U.S. is equipped with equipping the so-called Free Syrian Army, which has received weapons, leadership, and cash from the NATO-backed Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, LIFG, terrorists led by notorious mass murderer Abdul Hakim Belhaj, says here. This is official Alliance News blog proudly reports the U.S. is already committed to helping Assad fall and is simply using the lull in the fighting brought on by Kofi Annan's disingenuous peace plan to rearm, reorganize, and redeploy their terrorist proxy forces against Assad. The op-ed featured on NATO's blog was featured in the LA Times and written by CFR Council on Foreign Relations member Bill McManus. And now the Brookings Institution itself has predictively declared the Annan peace deal is a failure and states that the time to stretch Syria's military to the breaking point through expanded foreign-backed unrest has come. in an article entitled Annan's Mission Impossible, Why Everyone is Pretending the UN Plan for Syria Has a Prayer of Succeeding, Brookings Doha Center Director Solomon Sheikh insults the intelligence of his readership for handing out useful talking points to be parroted by the corporate media over the next few days. And back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. David Cameron, of course, in Britain, who backed off of the euro a little while ago, he's now back on course. Now he's forgot the things the public's forgotten all about it. And he says, Cameron says the euro needs a single government, so further integration into this massive debt pile black hole where they've taxed everybody to pay all of these loans borrowed from the central banks and IMF and plugged back into the central bank to stop these hemorrhaging things happening all over the place, just hemorrhaging, you see. And so the bankrupted every country to make this thing come to pass so that the central banks, like Lily said at the beginning, would run the world under the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Again, read the Council on Foreign Relations own Professor Carl Quigley, who got access to the archives and published the books on the agenda. He thought it was fine, actually, the agenda. He had no problems with it. And the U.S. Fed, the private bank that runs the U.S., the Fed clears China's first U.S. bank takeover. The U.S. opened its banking market to China's biggest bank, ICBC, for the first time, clearing a takeover of a U.S. bank by Chinese state-controlled company. Doesn't matter, folks. It's the same folk who own the Chinese banks as well. If you didn't know. Same people. another one too is to do with Google. Google's just like Orwell's black hole. You know, you had the memory hole. Anything didn't want to kept in folks' memory went down the memory hole and disappeared. Just like they do with lots of video tubes that go up on YouTube, they just pull them all and they, oh, no, I can't remember that one. It could never have existed. In hot water, Iran slams Google for keeping the Persian Gulf off the map. It just isn't on it. It's always been called the Persian Gulf, but not now. It's just blank, you see. And so Iran's complaining about that too. In front of your eyes, folks, just like a magician on the stage. That's so easy, isn't it? And the future of mass dossier is an excellent expose of the dossier has been kept on all people today. And it says, Jewish guest columnist Christopher Slobogin of Vanderbilt University Law School says that a new set of guidelines for the National Counterterrorism Center's use of information contains provisions which are troubling from a privacy standpoint and should be modified to require more congressional oversight. Justice recently issued guidelines for access, retention, use, and dissemination by the National Counterterrorism Center and agencies of information and data sets. It's like the Soviet Union, isn't it? Containing non-terrorist information. That's on all of you folks, all your data. And these massive dossiers on you. And it says, this prolix title implies the National Counterterrorism Center, the key agency for organizing and analyzing national security intelligence, routinely accesses and acquires data sets about U.S. citizens that contain personal details having nothing to do with terrorism. The data sets could contain information about credit card transactions, airline reservations, phone and ISP communications, bank tax and social security records, and perhaps even medical consultations. Nowhere did the guidelines mention these data sets by name, but previous intelligence practice made clear that amongst the sources that the NCTC wants to consult. Well, the government was probably collecting much of this information even before the events of September 11, 2001. Since that time, it has clearly been aggressively engaged in doing so through a series of programs known successively as Total Information Awareness. I'll put the whole PDF up tonight, just worth going through, folks, just to see. And if you can't get at what's happening, well, I don't know, just go back and chew the cud. From Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada, is good night. I mean, your God or your gods.